AC Gonzalez, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Well, thank you for having me.
I want to start with something that Jerry Allen, a member of the City Council, said to you a few weeks back. Let's listen.
You know, AC, you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy.
So, is Jerry Allen right?
On some days, I think he is. But all in all, it is a job that, for me and others that have come before me, is one that gives us an opportunity to really live our passion. And for that, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
The buzzword during the debate when you were hired was change. The mayor and your supporters said you would be a change agent. Some of the critics worried that they wanted change, they wouldn't be able to see it. What does change mean to you coming into this job?
If you look at my record as it relates to all the various departments that I managed, you will see a track record of making changes while I've been here, both in terms of systems, the personnel that we had, the programs that we offered. There's a litany of changes, some of which were hard fought. And so in my mind, it's really a continuation of that approach to looking at how we can run our city better.
Okay, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Uber situation last summer, which I know was interesting path to go down. You were acting city manager at the time. Mary Soon was still around, but you had kind of taken the reins. Some of your opponents accused you of slipping in regulations that were largely written by Uber's competitors, the taxi cab companies. Some folks thought that would torpedo your candidacy for the permanent job. What did you learn from that case and from the fallout from that case that's changed the way you approach this job now?
The failure of communication with the council caused some misperceptions to take place, but I'm hopeful that we're past that and actually to be working just as hard to make the organization even more transparent as we make other changes in the organization.
Now, the contract that the city council approved this week gave you a salary of $400,000 a year. That's a 31% raise from what Mary Soom earned, and I think, you know, 50 or 60 from what you earned before. How do you justify that amount?
Well, I respect that the council did the very businesslike approach to it, which was they looked at the market. The setting at 400, while it is an increase, as you mentioned, really speaks more to how underpaid Mary was, not how inappropriate this salary amount is. It's really in the middle of the market. When you look at the private sector in terms of what payments would be for a comparable position, this doesn't even come close.
I've talked to people who worry that you're too nice a guy for the job. What do you say to them?
Well, if you look at my record in terms of what I've been involved in making happen, and you ask people that were involved in that those projects, I think you would hear two things. One is that he is nice when things are going according to where they need to be going. And then sometimes I can bring on a different personality to make sure it stays on track. And so I have a versatility on how I can approach things. And I'd like to think that most of the time I can be nice.
Now, you grew up in San Antonio, and I understand there's a pretty special room in your parents' house.
That room is filled with diplomas of all the degrees that his five kids and his wife, my mom, got over the decades that he was raising our family. And it really speaks to the value that he impressed upon us, the notion that we were to get a good education. Those values are ones that I've tried to live up to, that I feel that are part of my heritage and culture, and which I am so proud to be a member of that community.
AC Gonzalez, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.